frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only young when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
The gentle power of a flower can crack a mighty stone. This is the hour of the power of pure love alone. Girls and boys now share their joys now in the summer sun. Happy weather, friends together, till we all are one. The golden gate is wide and straight, welcoming the throng. From the steeple, chimes call people all to sing this song. Rest from labor, love thy neighbor, practice what you preach. June, July time, now it's high time all along the beach. Sun or shower, wear a flower, rose or daffodil. If we show them, all will know them, till the night is still. The gentle power of a flower can crack a mighty stone. This is the hour of the power of pure love alone.
That was Al Jazzbo Collins with Power of the Flower. And more from Jazzbo at the end of the show. But now here is Julian Cope with the only reasonable explanation for the last track. It's They Were on Hard Drugs.
I gotta clear up a mystery about the ancients who created our history and why they may do with such simple sophistry. They were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. For evidence I've traveled all the world over, and for decades I'd say that I was a rover, but I never saw a single place that was sober. We were all on drugs. We were on hard drugs. I'll tell you a few. Tokyo drugs. Mexico drugs. Birmingham drugs. Rotherham drugs. Silver. All of them on hard drugs. traveled with ephedra and cocaine to stave off hunger or to put down a migraine. And no authorities would label them insane, 'cause they were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. For those of you who hear this history lesson, I hope the evidence is not too depressing, but otherwise I knew that you would be guessing that they were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. Tokyo, Tokyo drugs. Mexico drugs. Rotherham drugs. Nottingham drugs. Silvery drugs. Avery drugs. All of them on hard drugs. Learning the hard way. To my story so clinical, whenever cultures are achieving their pinnacle, it's not a product of the smug and the cynical, it's the ones on drugs, those who are on hard drugs. The Stonehenge people's story is telling. Psychedelic mushrooms lay around Delling, came from the same place as the stones they were felling. Yes, they were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. I tell you, if you Waterloo, Peterloo, Bakerloo, Portaloo, Liverpool, Sunday school, all cultures on hard drugs.
Thank you very much. Good night.
The next track is from Harry Brewer and his quintet. It's Dainty Miss. Thank you. two tracks now from an exponent of the Jew's harp, or jaw harp, mouth harp, Ozark harp, tramp harp, or Jew's harp. It's Aaron Sizzliagli, first with Budapest Metro Line, followed by Tunk's Meteor.
I'm Thank you.
There are over 1,000 names for the jew's harp. We have at least 21 names for the gigor here in England. Gigor means bauble, by the way, and dates back to the 1700s. but my favourite is Thoughtless Fella, as I shall call it from now on. Anywho, enough of that. Here's Zuzu with Sad Pony Gorilla Girl.
I like my neighborhood, I like my gun, driving my little car, I'm your girl and I will protect you. I like my neighborhood, I like my gun, driving my little car, I am your girl and I will protect you. I like my neighborhood, I like my gun, driving my little car, I am your girl and I will protect you.
Now a track from the Let the Good Times Roll Creole EP by Bill Haley and his Comets. It's Chick Safari.
Deep in the middle of the Blackboard jungle, somewhere east of a hoagie shop, I met a cat who's long been missing down at the TV record hop. I said, Dr. Livingston, what's with this hermit kick? He said, Jim, I'm in a swim, somebody stole my chick. I'm Jungle Jim and I'm out on a chick safari, looking high and a looking low, with my crazy, crazy baby go. My hopes are dimming, but still I'm on safari, looking high and a looking low, with my crazy, crazy baby go. No tiger do I fear, no lion in his lair, but I hope my baby's near, or some other wolf around somewhere may also be out on a chase. chick safari. Looking high and a looking low, where'd my crazy, crazy baby go? No leopard with his spots can scare me with those dots, and I hope my baby's there for some other wolf around somewhere. May also be out on a chick safari, looking high and a looking low, where'd my crazy, crazy baby go?
Here's Osamu Kitajami with Tail or the Sun. Thank you.
ta 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 yo ta 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 ta
is the Ebony Hillbillies and Wang Gang Doodle.
Down to that Union Hall. We gon' romp and stomp till midnight. We gon' fuss and fight till daylight. We're gonna pitch a Wang Gang Doodle all night long. I said 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 all night long. We're gonna pitch a
by the heat. Tonight we'll get no rest, cause we're really gonna throw some mess. We're gonna kick down all the windows, we're gonna kick down all the doors.
We're gonna pitch a wing dang
doodle all night long.
Hey,
I said all night long. I said all night long. I said all night long. I said all night long.
We're gonna pitch a wing dang
doodle all night long.
Woo.
Tell Fat and Washboard Sam.
Uh-huh.
I said everybody go check.
All right now.
Tell Shaky and Boxcar Joe.
Yeah.
We got sawdust on the floor. Tell Peggy and Caroline Dye, we're gonna have one heck of a time. And when the fish scent fill the air, it be stuffed juice everywhere.
We're gonna pitch a wing dang
doodle all night long.
Come on.
I said all night long. I said all night long. I said all night long.
The Divine Comedy next with Gin Soaked Boy.
I'm the darkness in the light. I'm the leftness in the right. I'm the rightness in the wrong. I'm the shortness in the long. I'm the goodness in the bad. I'm the saneness in the mad. I'm the sadness in the joy. I'm the gin in the gin-soaked boy. The gin-soaked boy. Ba 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 la da. 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 Ba 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 ba. I'm the ghost in the machine. I'm the genius in the gene. I'm the beauty in the beast. I'm the sunset in the east. I'm the ruby in the dust. I'm the trust in the mistrust. I'm the Trojan horse in Troy. I'm the gin in the gin soap boy. The gin soap boy. Ba 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 la la. 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 Ba 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 la la.
gin in the gin soaked pour. The gin soaked pour. Ba 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 la la. 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 Ba 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 ba. I'm the world you'll never see. I'm the slave you'll never free. I'm the truth you'll never know. I'm the place you'll never go. I'm the sound you'll never hear. I'm the course you'll never steer. I'm the will you'll not destroy. I'm the gin in the gin soul.
The next track, Land of Unclean Spirits, comes from Crozier and the Generators album, Transformer.
Come with me to a land of unclean spirits and holy ghosts. Stick in of wine and rotting hopes. Where angels bow their heads for me. A small boy singing choirs for me. The flowers fold their petals for me. And dogs, they howl in the street for me. So come with me to this land. Where old men light incense and pray to me. Young folks smoke and dream of me. Where poppy is hoping for me. Come, come, come with me. The land of unclean spirits and holy ghosts. Stinking red wine and rotting hopes. As I raise a knife and cut into me, sacrificial animals plead for me. Adam and Eve made love to me, under the shade of the forbidden trees. To come, come, come with me. Where angels bow their heads for me. Small boys sing in choirs for me. Jesus, he carried the cross for me. He even washed my feet for me.
Come,
come. Come with me.
Where poppy is hoping for me.
To raise a knife and cut into me. Come. Come.
And Eve made love to me under the shade of the forbidden tree. Jesus,
pray their loved ones I bring back to thee.
Come with me.
Bringing bad news.
Can't you?
Come with me. Land of unclean spirits.
Red
wine and running boats. Angels bow their heads for me. Boys singing choirs for me. Boys blow their heads for me. Come. Watch the dogs howl in the street for me.
For me. Try to hide in the dark as you confess to me. Confess to me.
Liars,
tell the truth about me. Drink my blood, my flesh for me. Try to hide in the dark as you confess to me.
Thank you.
Now, as promised, Al Jazbo Collins is back to tell all us Hepcats about the Three Little Pigs.
That's right, kiddies. This is the story of the Three Little Pigs, based on the original story from way back. Once upon a time in the land of Nitty Gritty, there lived three little pigs. One of the little pigs was very cool. Another was more on the commercial side. And the third was, beyond the shadow of a doubt, as square as they come. In fact, he was almost octagonal. One day, as the three little pigs were taking five, one of them chanced to pick up a copy of Downbeat. "Hey, fellas," he said, "I see here where the Big Bad Wolf is playing a one-nighter in this area next week." "Uh-oh," said the second little pig. "That means it's panic time." "This," said the square little pig, "is the most depressing news since Ronnie Reagan got out of show business." "Right," said the hip little pig. "We'd better scuffle." Well, since the approach of the Big Bad Wolf indeed signaled danger, the three little pigs immediately set about the business of constructing suitable shelter. The square little pig arranged a quick GI loan, and in no time erected a sturdy Orange County modern bungalow complete with wall-to-wall floors and a TV antenna. The commercial little pig moved into a foreclosed condominium. And at the last possible moment, the cool little pig built himself a small A-frame temple out of clarinet reeds and scotch tape. Well, children, the Big Bad Wolf eventually arrived in town. And the first place he went was to the home of the third little pig. Applying his hairy knuckles to the door, he laid down a crisp paradiddle and said, "Man, it's a raid." "Pops," whispered the pig from behind the locked door, "it's after closing." "Don't hand me that jazz," said the wolf impatiently. "Open up." "Sorry, Irv," said the pig. "You gotta make reservations. Besides, you shouldn't even be out this late. Ain't you hip to the curfew?" "The what?" said the wolf. "Curfew," said the pig. "Gesundheit," said the wolf, hoping to pass as a television comedian. "Funny," said the pig. "I'll see you next week, same time, same channel." "Charlie," said the wolf, with ill-concealed displeasure, "if you don't open that door, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." "Tell me one thing," said the little pig. "What condition is your lip in?" Enraged at this impertinence, the wolf came on like Joshua. The walls came tumbling down, and in no time at all, the poor little pig was really gone. The following day, the Big Bad Wolf traveled across town and knocked at the door of the second little pig. "Who dat?" said the pig, trying to sound hip. "Never mind," snapped the wolf, anxious for destiny to resume its inexorable march. "Open that door and give me some skin, pig. Or give me some pigskin, as the case may be." "I'll handle the joke," said the pig. "Did you have an appointment?" "Don't bug me, Buster," said the wolf. "When I'm in town, I always stop at the pork club. Now open up." "No, man," said the pig. "In fact, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." "Well, what do you know about that?" said the wolf. "That must be Sam the Sham in there." "Oh, never mind the whisker joke," said the pig. "I ain't gonna open up." "I'll tell you what, baby," said the wolf with wily warmth. "I'll just peek through your keyhole." "In a pig's eye, you will," said the little pig, which angered the wolf so terribly that he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. In a very short time, the second little pig met the fate that had befallen his unlucky friend. The next day, the Big Bad Wolf went to the home of the cool little pig and knocked on the door.
"Have no fear," he said. "Murray the K is here."
"Look, I don't care if it's Paul Krasner," said the little pig. "Hang tough." "Now, wait a minute," said the wolf, pretending not to have heard the rebuff. "I understand there's a session going on here today." "Cut out, Whitey," said the pig. "We're not televising the hearings." "But I heard I could get my kicks here," said the wolf. "I'd like to sit in." "I'm hip," said the little pig. "And if you'll just slide down the chimney, as per instructions in the script, I'll really give you something to sit in." "You're not putting me on, are you?" said the wolf. Well, yes and no," said the pig. "Oh, man," the wolf said, sniffing at a wisp of smoke.
you wouldn't be lighting up in there, would you?
See for yourself, Pop, said the pig. Losing his patience at last, the wolf hitched up his mod strides, leaped to the roof, and in so doing dislodged a brick which fell down the chimney and clanged loudly against the great iron pot in the fireplace. What was that? The wolf shouted. E-flat, said the pig. Daddy, fall in. And fall in the wolf did, down the chimney and right into the pot. Nimbly, the little pig clapped a cover on the top, and the wolf was trapped. Let me out, he howled, but the pig was merciless. Burn, baby, burn, he replied. After allowing the water to simmer for 48 hours over a low flame, the little pig lifted the cover, peered down into the pot, sniffing tentatively. Ah, he said with a broad smile, my favorite soup, cream of nowhere.
Well, that's it for this week. If you have been, then thanks for listening.